Okay. So, well, it's still a little early.
Yep. I finished something at, you know, five of and said, there's no point in waiting. I'll just click in. So.
Hmm?
I had a client had needed my help with some, a Weebly thing. So we did a 5 minute thing and it was, oh, I've got 5 minutes, but well, there's no reason not to click in, is there? So let's start sooner. Yeah, you know, the first couple times that I joined you, we had, I don't know, 20 people, 25 people. It seems like it gets smaller every week.
I think it leveled off about 8.
Yeah.
But I think that's common.
Yeah.
It's not like we're rediscovering anything.
No. But if more people were here, there'd be more things to talk about, and we'd probably all learn a little bit more.
Yeah. I mean, I try to get more people. I post to Art Fair Insiders.
Yeah. Well, I'm not criticizing, mind you. I'm just commenting.
Yeah. And here's Bonnie. Bonnie, you still don't have a picture. So, Bonnie, where's your camera? Oh.
She's still connecting to audio.
Yeah.
Obviously not. There we are. There's a click. You can hear us now, Bonnie, right?
She's muted.
I noticed.
Sorry. Okay. Please notice there's no movement in my face.
We've noticed.
Well, I promised there would be the next time, and I've got it all set up, but I didn't have time to take a shower this morning, so I'm not willing to. I know, I'm terrible. Oh.
That's why
I'm not missing anything.
Yeah, no. I mean, that's why I take a shower on Monday mornings. Plus, we're supposed to get our first vaccination this week.
Congratulations.
Not
until it happens, but it's a small privately owned drugstore. And she said she's getting the vaccine and they'll call us this week.
Excellent. I got my first one, I guess a week ago, a little over a week ago. It pays to be old, I guess.
I am in Zoom sessions every Monday morning with a bunch of men, all of whom are older than myself, and I'm 69. And a couple of them have gotten their first vaccination, and some of them are on 13 different lists waiting, you know, and they sign in. They keep looking for more lists to add themselves to. Like, people in their 70s and 80s, and it's like something's wrong in New Jersey.
We have seniors having problems because they're not really online, and all the appointments are taken online. And then he said, here's a number you can call if you can't get online, and it gives you the website. There's nobody to answer the phone, so it goes to the automatic thing to go.
Right.
I'm in that weird situation of, you know, I get it because of medical conditions and, of course, age, but it's hard because there are people that need it more than I, because, frankly, I can stay home. So, but Michigan is, I think, doing a really good job.
Glad to hear it. Some parts of New Jersey seem to be doing better than others. I've put myself in with my healthcare provider. When they call me, I will go. I'm not going to push it. I live a very safe life. The most dangerous thing I do have done in the last 10 months is go to the dentist, which is a little scary since your mouth is But they're very careful. And the second most dangerous thing I did was get some haircuts because she's not quite so careful.
I have to get my eyes examined. My glasses are like 2 years old.
I had to have eye appointments.
Back in 2020, in March or April maybe, I had an eye appointment and I canceled it because of COVID, thinking, well, this will be over in a few months.
Really want a haircut.
Oh, I do too. And my husband did go to the barber and he says he'll cut women's hair. And he said he was very, very careful, like took the mask off and held it against his face while he trimmed the sides and everything. So I figure getting 4 or 5 inches cut off the back is not that big a deal.
Well, we bought a pair of clippers, or I guess that's what they're called, and so I can give Dick a buzz cut so we don't have to worry about him, but I don't really want a buzz cut.
Yeah.
But I kind of look like I have a mullet because for some reason it's like the sides of my hair aren't growing as fast as the back. Not a pretty look.
Well, mine is just long and straight.
Congratulations.
Yeah, I just have to grab it. I've tried to convince my husband to take some off the back, but he won't touch it.
Well, and that'd be a pretty easy one to do.
Mm-hmm. It's just gotten much longer and it tangles so much easier.
Ponytail.
Yeah. All the time.
So what's new, everyone?
I just made a $500 sale.
Ooh. What? I missed that. What was that?
I made a $500 sale.
Yes.
All right.
Excellent.
And it was pretty cool. Someone who had bought from me in Artisphere runs a painting company. He went over to another house to give a estimate, and they had one of mine, and that reminded him that he wanted more of mine. So that was very cool.
Well, that's maybe fantastic.
One day I'll get back to Artisphere.
Yeah.
Such a nice show.
Oh, I love doing that show.
Where is that one held, Allison?
Greenville, South Carolina.
That's a schlep for me.
Yeah, it's a schlep for me, too. It's a 9-hour drive, but it's worth it.
I go from Michigan, so, yeah, it's a long schlep.
That's a long schlep.
My booth was right across from Starbucks, and and just down from where they fed you your meals.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
But if you're not close to where they feed you, the little helpers will go get it for you.
Isn't that nice? I really like being taken care of.
Yes. I like shows that feed me.
As a jeweler, I normally can't get out of my booth. If they feed me, you know, that's fine and dandy, but you'll have to bring it to me.
Yeah.
When our temple had a craft fair going, the teen group went around with things that they were selling to, deep fried wontons and they had other quick snack-y type of things. And every time they made a batch, they'd fill up a wheeled cart and say, anybody want any?
Wow.
Great idea.
Yeah.
Great money.
Yeah.
Great money maker.
They did very well that, you know, once they started doing that. So
I'll always buy from kids too.
Yeah. That's one of the great questions in my world is why is art fair food so messy?
Most of theirs wasn't. That was
that's a nice idea.
Or they had it wrapped so you could hold on to something that kept it off your fingers.
I always choose what I'm going to eat at most places by what I can eat without getting it all over me.
Friend of mine, years and years and years ago, turned me on to the best art fair food ever, and that is a ripe avocado and spike, the seasoning, and a spoon. It is so, well, I guess you have to have a knife to cut it in half, but it is so easy. It doesn't give you funky breath. It's so easy to put up and take up and down. It doesn't drip and make a mess. That's my go-to.
I would think peanut butter and jelly sandwiches would be pretty safe.
I'll drink
it. Oh, no, that jelly oozes out.
Yeah, okay.
I would wear it.
Yeah, me too. And I love barbecue, but not touching it at an art festival.
No, no.
Okay, so for barbecue, I would.
One of our favorite finger food is called spam musubi. It's spam inside of rice and then wrapped with a seaweed sheet. And it's just big enough to fit in your hand and nothing drips. So the spam is fried before it's put in there, so it's not real greasy gooey.
Not sure about the spam part, but the whole idea sounds great.
Yeah, we did vegetarian versions using pressed tofu. You like squeeze them out overnight with putting a plate on it and then some jars on the plate and then fried those in the teriyaki sauce. Actually, I liked those better, but they were a lot more work.
I love tofu.
So, it seems like there are a lot of show applications coming out for this year.
Yep.
And some shows are canceling or postponing, but it seems that more shows are planning to go on than are planning to cancel.
Well, Comic-Con is, in theory, planning to be open in July, but there's no way you can, request tickets or space or anything else right now. So it's like they had to make the reservations just in case, but it doesn't look like it'll be happening in person. So,
Shirley, what are you hearing from shows? You're in Michigan, right?
Yes.
Do you do shows in Michigan?
I only do shows in Michigan. Right now, most of them are going to get a go. They're going to do them 10 feet apart, hand sanitizers. So we'll see. It might be good because it won't be as many vendors. You know, we'll have the 500. It'll maybe be 250. You know, we always do better when there's less vendors.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Less pieces of the pie.
Yeah, and the only problem I'm seeing is the shows that I normally do, they're all on the same weekend.
Oh, nice!
spread out, not this year. I have to make decisions.
That was inevitable.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Which ones are those?
I like doing, I don't know the names of them, but I go by towns. Muskegon always did one on 4th of July.
Right.
Friday and Saturday, they moved it up to the following weekend. So I have nothing for 4th of July.
Oh.
St. Clair is also that same weekend.
4th of July, look at South Haven and Saugatuck.
Yeah, those are also. So I've done one of those that are on 4th of July. So
one Saturday, one Sunday on
once, that yeah. One. So
I thought South Haven went to a 2-day.
It's a 2-day now, South Haven.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It I used to be you'd take down.
Yeah, it was the best.
Tuck and go no, set up South Haven. Yeah.
It was nice when it was 1 and 1 because you could do both, but now it's they're both of them the weekends. So you have to make decisions.
You do Grand Haven?
I have done Grand Haven in the past. Sometimes I get in Grand Haven. Sometimes I get in South Haven. It's 50-50.
Yeah.
So. South Haven, they let you park behind your booth in certain areas.
Yeah, the one I'm looking forward to that they're changing is the one that's Tulip Festival. They moved the location. That's the one they took it out of the park, and it's going to be in a parking lot, a huge parking lot that we get to park behind our booth, which would be nice.
Oh, that's fantastic. Much easier setup than in the park. I heard that they were moving it.
Yeah.
Because they didn't have any room to spread out.
No, they didn't. You were right on top of each other.
Yeah. So,
that's the rules that they have to spread out. So it'll be interesting to see what they're all going to do this year.
About half of my shows have canceled. Omaha, Main Street, Fort Worth, La Quinta, Bellevue Art Museum in Seattle, Old Town Chicago is supposed to still go on, but we'll see. And Scottsdale, Arizona, in about a month is still scheduled to be on. The thing that I'm having a problem with is we've been staying home for like a year now. We don't go out. We don't do anything. So how do I go sit in a booth and talk to 6,000 people in 3 days, you know?
Practice in your backyard.
Yeah. It snowed yesterday, and I shoveled the front porch, and I'm thinking, and it really got me winded, and I'm thinking, how am I going to set up a booth? I'm out of shape.
The biggest concern right now is to think about, because I do with preschool and how the rules I have to treat everything that anybody touches, I now have to figure out how I'm going to treat my booth every time someone comes in and touches anything. How am I going to solve that problem?
Make them buy it and take it home.
Yeah, touch it and buy it.
Unfortunately, a lot of people want to try on, so I mean, I can spray them. I don't have a Lysol. I have a different system where it's ozone spray that's supposed to just use water, and it does pretty good. We've been using it for about a year now. I can spray it down and put it in the sun and dry it up. Or you buy it, and if it doesn't fit, you bring it back the next day, which I've done in the past.
What are other clothing people doing?
You know, I don't know that many. This is the only outlet I have for other artists.
Yeah, Karen, who's not here today, she's a clothing designer.
Doesn't she do custom, though? So she has your measurement.
Right. See, mine is, most people know the sizes are pretty much the same. I mean, it's clothes mine are already sewn up. I just strictly do the marbling on them. So 50-50, it should fit you. And they're already been pre-shrunk. It's just sometimes a large is not really a large, and some, you know, things it's really a medium or an extra large. But most people who bought my stuff in the past know what size they are. And it's a well-known company, so.
What if you had one that's not marbleized as a sales demo and then spray it after each person tries it on?
I can have a whole bunch of those. So once they try it on, I stick it in one that's already tried on. That's a good idea. I could do that.
That is an excellent idea. Good job, Larry.
Solves my problem.
Real good.
Take it home, wash it, dry it, it's ready to go again.
Mm-hmm.
Great,
but
thank you.
At the show, you can just spray it, and it doesn't matter what you spray it with if it's not.
Yeah, it won't matter.
Right. So,
It's an easy solve. Thank you.
As long as you don't go with something different that you haven't done before, or a new sewer is making stuff up.
No, I'm working on making new stuff, but it'll be fairly loose fitting, so it should fit them.
Okay, because I got used to one brand sizing, and then, there's a new thing by that brand, but it was manufactured somewhere else, so it didn't fit.
But like I said, I've always returned anything you don't want, I can always return it. That's right. My policy. Because if they don't like it, and it, I can always remarble it, because those always go, double marble always makes it. They love that. So. Great, thank you. That'll work.
Hey, let's solve somebody else's problem.
Mary, have you heard of any jewelers that have found a technique to clean the jewelry? Because I haven't seen anything.
No, but didn't Sharon hold a Zoom meeting with just jewelers last year?
Yes, I requested that. Yes, we did. But we haven't found a solution.
Oh.
And also, I've been to like Neiman Marcus and Saks, and they have the same problem. They don't know what to do, so they're not putting the jewelry out.
Wow.
Alcohol wipes?
Nice.
Alcohol wipes?
No, you can't use that on certain gemstones and pearls and things. Oh, okay. You cannot do that. You can only certain pieces only can use certain chemicals. Are any of you coming to Florida for shows? No? Well, I don't know about other states, because of course I'm here in Florida and here about my state. We had the worst COVID month in January of the whole year. We had 93,000 new cases of COVID in 1 month. And it scared me to death. I mean, I just can't imagine. It's so bad now. It is so bad now here that I don't know. People are going out still. They are, it's like anywhere else. They're still going out, but I'm not.
Yeah.
There's a medical
without a vaccine.
Even if you get the vaccine, you still have to follow the same rules with masking and 6 feet away. And
oh, sure.
That doesn't change that. It just changed the fact that maybe I won't get the virus, but you still have to follow all the same protocol. Yeah,
to not spread it. You can still spread it.
Yeah.
I'm not taking my mask off until Dr. Fauci tells me that I
can.
There you go.
For sterilizing the jewelry, there's a high intensity ultraviolet light bulb that's sold as an ophthalmic device, if I recall correctly. It's either 250 or 300 watt bulb that's in a unfiltered, that's in a small shoebox size container. So you put whatever you want to sterilize in there and hit the light bulb for about 30 seconds and it's good. It's a little bit of an obscure device, but you could probably find it with some research. It should work for jewelry. It's going to probably bleach out amethyst and some of the other photosensitive gemstones, though.
I talked to a company that does this type of stuff, and cleaning. And he said that there wasn't anything specific for jewelry yet, and also it didn't. These things that they have, I'm not saying the one you said, but other things that they have, they don't work outside.
It'll work outside. The ultraviolet's a sterilizing agent. Before I became an artist full time, I sold medical devices for 25 years and equipped.
So you know.
equipped sterilization facilities.
Multi-talent.
You need electricity, yeah.
Oh, well, that's not available at shows around here at all. Can you send me the name of that on the chat set so I can look it up?
Yeah, I don't remember the brand name, but it's called a high-intensity ultraviolet sterilization chamber.
Okay.
And it might be under an ophthalmic. It's specifically used for ophthalmic instruments. And it's probably also, to a lesser extent, used for dental, if I recall correctly.
So one of the journalists who actually seems to do his homework, writes for The Atlantic, wrote some time ago that he's, at least with the subway cleaning they're doing in New York City, he thought it was a waste of time because they don't really have very many indications of people getting sick from touching things, that it's almost entirely from airborne particles. So it might be that if you asked people to put on plastic gloves or something when they were handling the jewelry, that would be enough.
I think trying it on, you want to try on a bracelet. You don't want to put it over a glove or a necklace.
Well, a necklace I wouldn't even worry about, you know, because I don't think you would get, I don't think the necklace would be contaminated from clothes or contaminate somebody else's clothes. Well,
be touching your neck.
If it's touching your skin, it could be a problem. But I'm just thinking if somebody's wearing gloves when they're putting it on, then their hands are protected and the jewelry's protected. I'm not sure that's worth anything, but
or earrings are the big problem. People want to stick them in their ears, yeah. Of just holding them up. That was why I suggested the alcohol pads, because that's how we had to do it at one shop I worked at. Clean them off with the alcohol and, you know.
Well, we do that. I'm a jeweler. We do that after somebody tries them on.
Yeah.
I mean, before all this. I mean, for the last...
Yeah, that's what...
You know, forever.
It's been several years.
But, you know, Frank, one thing that your suggestion has is the fact that there will be people that would feel much more comfortable putting on a pair of gloves. Mm-hmm. And then trying on your jewelry, because they never trust. I can tell them that it's brand new. My hands are the only ones that have touched it. And they don't necessarily believe me. But if you offered them gloves, mm-hmm. I think that's a real plus.
You know, so I can buy 100 gloves at my local supermarket for $10. So not a huge expense.
And let them take them to take their gloves to other booths and keep everybody safe.
Yeah. I wear gloves in the grocery store.
They tell you you're not supposed to do that.
Why?
Because you're touching things and then touching other things.
Right. You keep touching things, it could be transmitted on the glove. But if you don't have the gloves on, you just use sanitizer on your hands.
Every time I touch something?
No.
That's the problem. It's going to the grocery store. You're touching all kinds of things.
Right, but you don't touch anything of value until you get back in your car, or you carry hand sanitizer with you for when you get outside.
I wear gloves in the store too. So
I'm very good about masks, but I haven't worried about hand sanitizer or gloves in a store after the first couple weeks.
I mean, I keep a box of gloves in the car. I just use them for when I pump gas.
I don't use them for pumping gas because that's, you know, I don't touch, I'm not touching, I'm just touching the pump.
Right.
And then I do hand sanitizer afterwards.
They, yeah. You know.
And how do we go from all this to being comfortable standing back in a booth? That's what I'm trying to wrap my head.
Yeah.
You know?
I keep having nightmares. I'm with a group of people, and I'm like, oh, my God, nobody has a mask on.
Yeah, that's going to be a problem as far as that comfortable feeling. I'm not comfortable with these shows that aren't spacing out the booths.
No.
Either.
Well, here it's a legal requirement that there has to be spacing for anything. Good. If we opened restaurants for outside dining, and only the ones who can space out the tables are allowed to open. I think it's a 10-foot distance between them right now.
And where are you?
San Diego.
That's right.
California.
Yeah.
Our hospitalization numbers are going down. ICU numbers are going down. But we're still in the purple tier. But the governor decided for whatever reason that restaurants could have outside dining. Gyms could open if they had outside whatever. Haircuts could be happening again. He seems to be all over the place on how he does things. So there's a recall initiative going through for him.
I'll see how Virginia does in another week or so. My husband goes to the doctor to see to schedule a knee replacement. And I think our hospital is, you know, we're a more rural area, but we've got two major hospitals, so possibly we'll be able to get in and get that done.
I had a couple of friends with that have had knee replacements done during this, and there's been absolutely no issue. Has he had, is this his first knee?
Yes.
It is the best replacement body part ever.
Really?
I have had both of mine done. It is a very painful recovery, but every single day is better.
Cool.
So, I mean, it's one of those things that you can see the progress happening. Tell him to take his pain pills, as they tell him, because he'll do better with PT and moving around with his pain pills. But, oh, I love mine.
I'll tell him that. Now, he has had his hips done. He's had both hips done.
Yeah, that's much easier.
Yeah, they told him that the hips are much easier, and he eventually will get both knees done. But one is much worse than the other.
I'm a huge fan of replacement body parts.
Yeah, we've got a plan to where he can go on short-term disability for the first one. He goes back to work for 45 days, then can go on short-term disability again.
Excellent.
So you're a cyborg bunny, huh?
You bet. And happy to be one.
Yeah, well, his new hips made a huge difference. They did his hips at the same time, 3 days apart.
Wow.
One and the other.
I did my knees exactly a year apart because I had to schedule them between shows, basically. So,
how long was your recovery? How long before you felt you could do a show?
Well, I had them done the first week of December, and mid-February, I flew to Philadelphia for the wholesale shows on my own.
Wow.
So, probably could have done it sooner.
Wow. Now, but you didn't have to put it, that's an inside show. You didn't have to put up a tent, or was it just as physical?
It's just as physical, other than you don't have a tent. And it's a lot more walking because it's a huge convention center.
Okay, we may be able to get two knees done before short-term disability rolls out.
I don't know. I know that people get both of them done at the same time. My doctor did not recommend it, but I would have chosen not to. After about 3 months, I said, oh, when can we do the next one? I love this. Give me another new one.
Cool. That's good news.
A friend of mine had, you know, both hips, both knees done, looking for a redo of one of the knees, and she really wants a shoulder one, but they're not doing it. She has rheumatoid arthritis.
Mm.
Like one arm is completely locked and the other one is minimal. But they wanted to do both knees on her at one. They said, oh, well, you can use those crutches to move around. She says, no. Because she can't use her arms. And she had to, you know, convince the insurance company, not her doctor, the insurance company, that no, she could not have them both done at the same time. And that was a fight, because it would have been cheaper for them to, you know, have her do both at the same time and get, you know, all the hospitalization and stuff over with.
We had to fight the other direction. They wanted to send him home. They wanted to send him to a rehab center. They would let him stay in the hospital for 2 days. They wanted to send him to a rehab center for 1 day and then come back for 2 days for the second one. And they told me, you know, you have to have this, you know, you have to get a sedan and everything. It wasn't until the last one that they told me I could hire, you know, an ambulance crew to take him over to the rehab center.
Oh, geez.
But they wanted to do his both at once because they were both so bad that they were afraid if they just did one, he would fall. He would be walking along and they'd go out.
Why the insurance company wanted it both done, because, well, he has rheumatoid arthritis. But he was able to use those arm crutches things like they said he should do, which everybody does, evidently, if they have both done at the same time. There's nothing to connect them to.
People use the crutches even if they have one done at a time, but... Yeah. For me, I'm too klutzy. I've never figured out crutches.
I'd say I think it took him like 3 months to get back to work. Of course, he does climbs ladders and does all that kind of stuff.
Be a while before he's climbing ladders.
Yeah.
I think his days of climbing ladders are gone. That's the plan.
But mine are gone too. My knees are fine. I've been falling too often, you know, from my flat shoe or a raised piece of sidewalk is enough to knock me over.
Mm.
So my husband said, "You're not going to get up on the ladder to trim that hibiscus. We'll hire somebody."
So, there are too many stories about people falling off ladders recently. So,
well, that's why all those stickers are on there telling you not to do this and that and the other thing, because somebody did that.
Yeah.
He got
stuck on a roof with a vertical ladder. They had to bring out the fire truck, the hook and ladder truck, and get him off the roof.
Maybe.
Yes. And the first doctor said, "No, we don't need to do your knees yet."
My whole knee issue started with a fall. Mm. I went shopping when I was supposed to be working and came out carrying packages and totally missed the curb and went down on both knees.
Ouch.
I finished my shopping. So that was good. Okay.
Hmm?
What's the next thing on the discussion list?
Do we have an agenda here?
We just
talk about
just about everything.
Gallery type shows where everything, you know, it's not booth set up, it's just stuff set up.
My galleries, I've got two galleries that are showing large framed work, and then one gallery it's more of a gift shop that is showing my matted prints.
Are they open, though, and allowing people in?
Yes. The one in Frederick, they're just requiring masks and asking that you make an appointment because they're only letting so many people in at a time. The one in Gordonsville near me is only doing appointments. And the one in just down the street from me with the Matted Prince, she's got it all up on the website, and she's doing Saturday pickup, so you can come and pick it up. And then she's also open. She's doing appointments, I think, now as well, that she's only letting so many people in and requiring masks, and she's very careful. I dropped some stuff off the other day, and she's already, well, I was double masking, and she was double masking as well. It actually helps with the glasses to double mask.
That's it? I'm so tired of going around in a fog.
Me too. Well, I have one we got from in the mail to someone, but it didn't seem kind of flimsy, but it's very tight. And so it tight holds tight, and then I put a looser one over it, and it did. I don't know how it works, but...
Did you blow out a candle through the mask?
No. Yes.
Well, that's right. That's the test.
Yeah, it was on Dr. Oz this morning.
Well, I found some N95s. Made in Ohio. So I ordered those. Hopefully they will work well. I have a bunch of N95s in the studio, but they're all filthy because I use them when I work. So I have no problem with it, but somehow I think if I went out in public with them, people would worry.
You clean them? Cloth mask over the disposable types.
Oh yeah, that's true.
And then you can wash the cloth mask.
Well, it doesn't have to be cloth, it could be paper also.
Well yeah, but
clean.
You can reuse the cloth one rather than spend it. I mean, some of those N95s that are available now are like $4 or $5 a piece. You know,
it's interesting how the price has gone up. Dramatically.
They have to retool things to make them now here. Either that or get it from China and find out it doesn't work because they are giving you the ones that didn't meet quality control. That happened with a couple of big orders, I guess. But they were not straining out what they were supposed to be straining out.
Okay, so is somebody washing their hands, washing dishes? Anybody else hear that?
Yeah. I heard it. Yeah, it sounds like there's an open channel that's getting wind across it or something.
Ah.
I don't know.
Okay. Sounded like running water to me.
I didn't hear it.
I'm hearing it again.
Yeah. It kind of fades out, but it's been going on since I popped in.
Maybe it's my snow melting.
Well, let's see. I'll mute.
It's still there.
Not me. Gone now.
My fan is running on the computer. Yeah, my computer died. I now have a new computer. But I have to go in Thursday to see if they can get the stuff off the C drive on the old computer. because they were supposed to be able to. It was under warranty, actually in-home warranty, which I'm like, why did I buy that? But I'm glad I did. But they can't get the part, so they're offering me a replacement.
Maybe it's just a matter of moving the microphone somehow. I don't know if they can do it yourself, but, you know.
I have a fixed microphone, which I'm not sure where it is.
It's really at the top of the monitor.
Is it my video camera? And does it have a microphone as well?
Yes.
Allison, mute for just for a second. Let's see what happens. Yeah, I think it's you, Allison.
Yes, yep. Nice and quiet.
Sorry, let me see.
Okay.
It's not that bad. I mean, it's interesting. When we talk, it seems the sound diminishes, and then when we're really quiet, it gets louder, which is weird. I don't understand that.
Maybe it's a run to the bathroom any minute, but still.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah,
but okay. It's lower volume.
Well, the volume's turned all the way up on this microphone.
Oh, you're fine now.
Okay. Can you still hear it? Is it gone?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's the other.
Yeah, you just have to speak up now.
So, does anybody have a first show coming up?
July.
Had a video trunk show last Friday.
How'd it go?
Absolutely nothing. It's a small networking group, but yeah, nobody has money. Nobody's going anywhere to wear anything. So it's like...
There seems to be a little pickup in sales for me, either online or gallery. I think maybe now that the political climate has calmed down a little bit, people might start spending again. But I was at one time in three virtual shows at the same time for EventMe and haven't sold a thing.
Well, you need to target those GameStop millionaires now.
I know my CBD oil stock is doing really well. It's like tripled since we bought it.
I have three clients who are in an antique show that just started at midnight this morning. You know, it was like 12:01 a.m. Monday is when it officially went live. The format is that you go to the show when you click on a link and it takes you to the website of whichever exhibitor you're looking at, and then you can buy online from some of them, and you have to negotiate a sale on the phone with some others of them, and there doesn't seem to be any consistency whatsoever. Some of the websites are 20 years old. You know, it's like, that was a good website 20 years ago and it's completely unchanged. You can't, completely useless on a telephone. Some were good websites 15 years ago.
That's why EventMe is really the perfect platform.
It is. But
you can't just expect artists to put their work up there and not promote them.
Yes.
Does EventMe do the e-commerce part of the show? Do people
yes.
buy the art through EventMe? Okay. Because I have a client who's their second print fair is not going on just yet, it's still going on. It's got another week or so, and they're going to do another print fair in a couple months. And what they did was they set up any exhibitor could put up 50 items on their website, but to actually buy them, you go to the other people's website. And I'm thinking,
as a shopper, I hate that.
Right. I'm thinking, so I suggested to them that they might, for the third show, be the e-commerce platform. They're a little worried about it because they won't be able to control the shipping. And these are antiques dealers who have their own shipping arrangements, and they could sell the item and then send people to the dealer for an additional shipping fee. That would probably not go over really well. So I'm really curious how it's being done.
Shipping is the stumbling block. Evently is charging the same percentage on the shipping as they are on the artwork sales.
Okay.
You know, people are having an absolute fit about that, Larry. And
I know.
And, you know, frankly, I don't care. Well, if you've got the right platform, so you have to pay 8% of the shipping, mark up your shipping.
Yeah.
Actually, what they should do is Evently should rewrite the code so they only take a percentage of the price attached to the artwork. They take the money for the shipping and pass it on to you, but not take a percentage out of it.
In a perefect world.
Well, I mean, if they want to deal with art shows, they're going to have to keep the artist happy.
They're very new. Well, they're very new at the art fair part.
Right.
And, you know, they've been very open to changing things as we've asked.
No, I know, but this is the big stumbling block with the artists.
I think it's more the whether the shows are advertising, because I mean, I think my site looks beautiful and my shipping, I only put up stuff. I did not put up any framed large pieces because they're so expensive to ship. I can't afford to lose 8% of that, but I put up all the prints that are $10 to ship. And if they take 8% of that, that's not a big deal. But, you know, I haven't sold anything. I think my site looks beautiful, but nothing sold.
Well, some of the shows are now making it mandatory that you have to have an Evently page along with doing your show, like Winter Park and Fort Myers.
Big mistake. I've been seeing on Facebook a real pushback on that because, you know, it's easy for me. You know, everything is multiples and I print on demand and so it's easy. But somebody who is making one of a kind stuff, trying to sort it out as to what's on the website or trying. And plus people that have large like clothing, it's difficult to photograph that.
Well, and the kicker is, so you're doing the show and you only have a certain amount of inventory. So you have some things that you're showing at the show that are on the Evently page. You have to stop what you're doing at the show if you sell something to make sure that you get it taken off your Evently page. You know, it's just, I have a friend who's a really good jeweler. Any show would be thrilled to have him. He just canceled out of Fort Myers because of the mandatory Evently page. Because he is not techie.
Uh-huh.
So why are they making it mandatory? Because that's the other stumbling block.
Yes.
Yep. I don't know.
Definitely. I think it should be a choice. You know, photographers, it's great. But for and probably for jewelers if you have similar stuff, but because it's easy to, you know, you can get your light box and take pictures of your jewelry, but
obviously, you don't take pictures of jewelry.
No.
Said by a non-jeweler. Yeah, it's not that easy to do. But the big thing is, if what you're selling are one of a kinds, it makes it tough no matter what medium you're in.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you're doing something that can be easily reproduced in 2 days or less, then you're fine.
Yeah, but not if you have a show every week.
Right.
Which it's not actually happening now, but in general, a lot of artists do shows continuously.
Well, and if you have a huge inventory and you can put a third of your inventory on Evently and not take that to shows, then you're golden. I don't know about you. I've never had that kind of inventory.
I just did two Event Denise shows back to back.
Good, tell us.
Okay. It's a lot of work to put up all your information on the site. It takes several days of time, and they are there to help you. You can call them and get help. They're very nice, but it's challenging if you don't have that techie thing. I got absolutely zero response. I do one-of-a-kind pieces of jewelry, so I got zero response. I thought I'd get at least a phone call or something, but no, absolutely nothing. I'm very disappointed, extremely disappointed. And I'm now debating what to do next, because I knew jewelry was going to be a hard thing to sell at that Eventny site. Because people want to put it on.
Or at least see it in person.
Yeah, they want to see it. They want to see how it looks on them. And you can't do that. And so I if you're going to do it, it's a lot of work, I have to tell you, a lot of work. And I did it. I spent 3 days doing it, putting it all together. And I did have to call several times. And they had to help me walk through it. But now I have it there. It's there. Now, if I want to use it, but it doesn't take the place of live shows.
No, I think it has good possibilities for stopgap, but good Lord, if the shows think that the artists need to be bringing in people to their page, but excuse me. Why would I bring them into your page where you're taking a 30% commission? Or, I mean, some of the Eventny things are taking these huge commissions. When I can send them to my own website and I get every last penny.
Yep.
The rates that Eventny, I've just found this out today. The rates that Eventny is charging vary by show. It's very interesting. It's not all cutter straightforward. You have to ask questions.
Well, Eventy is taking a percentage, and then the shows are taking a percentage.
But right. Eventy is charged. If you just want to use it as your store, they're charging you a lot of money, and it varies. And also, each show has a different contract with them, and it varies what percent.
My understanding, because I've looked into Eventny for our show, is that it is a 3% credit card charge, and then Eventny charges 5%. Any other percentage other than that is charged by the show, and each show can decide that on their own.
Well, today I just heard that a show, Eventny, is charging 12% on shipping fees. On a show that didn't exist on the past two shows we did. So you have to be very careful and understand exactly what's happening, whether it's the show charging or them charging. You need to know all the facts. I'm just warning you.
Okay, but it's not Eventny that's charging that. That's the show that's charging it.
Yes, I understand what you're saying, but you have to know this, because it's not all the same thing for every show.
No, I'm on one now that's charging 20%, but which is better than a gallery, but still not great.
Work at the gallery, though.
Our show.
Yeah, they're doing the work at the gallery.
I was going to charge 5% for the show. For our show, just to cover some of the costs of having Eventny. But I know that some shows go up to 40%.
That sounds more like a gallery.
Well, I especially like the ones that it's a, you know, $300 and some booth fee, and then 40% of all sales.
Ooh.
And who's promoting?
That's the question.
Now, they're not charging a percentage on what you sell at the show, correct?
No. Just on the on EventMe. I'm calling it a booth fee, even though it's technically a, I don't know what it is. We get to be on your EventMe page fee.
Ooh.
But as a shopper, EventMe is heaven. Because you can go from artist to artist, putting things in your little shopping cart, just like on Amazon, and just check out once. Whereas Craft Wast, and I may have talked about this before, I wanted to buy something and I went to click on it and they said that I had to email the artist, find out what the shipping was, pay them for the shipping, and then I could come back and buy the piece. It's like, no way.
No.
So it's been interesting.
Well, the sale I made today, he saw it on the website and called me. And then I rang him up on Square on my iPad.
Yeah. Well, that's the way to do it. I don't know. This is strange times. Well, I'm going to go eat lunch.
You can eat here if you bring enough for all of us.
Well, you wouldn't even know, I guess.
Then I'm going to go feed my dogs.
Well, I knew that was coming.
Yeah.
They eat around 10, quarter to 3 every day.
Well, it's about lunchtime for me, too. So it's 2 minutes to noon here.
Well, it's 3 o'clock here.
No, yeah. You have late lunch.
You know, it's interesting. Each week the discussion gets better the closer we get to 3 o'clock.
Yeah.
Well, take care, everyone.
Okay, bye-bye. Okay.
Good week.
Bye.
Thanks, Larry.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.